CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 30th of April 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. AGM changes in RSGB board. G3 LTF appointed honorary vice president, RSGB representation at Lord Rix's funeral. At the RSGB AGM held last Saturday the 22nd in Cardiff, Sarah McGarvey, 2India0 SSW, was elected to the RSGB Board of Directors. Steve Hartley, G0 FUW, stood down as chairman but has been co-opted by the board to oversee YOTA 2017 and the introduction of the RSGB's new strategy, which was launched at the AGM. Graham Murchie, G4FSG, was elected by the board as their chairman. Also at the AGM, Mick Senior, G4EFO, was re-elected as Region 10 manager. We're delighted to announce that Peter Blair, OBE, G3LTF, has been elected by the RSGB board as honorary vice president. Peter has been an inspiration to over three generations of radio amateurs, not only by his own achievements but also by communicating his enthusiasm and technical expertise to thousands of others around the world. In his lifetime, no one has better demonstrated how amateur radio and the professional engineering can be combined to reach the highest levels in both fields together. You can read more about his professional and amateur radio career on the RSGB website. RSGB President Nick Henwood, G3RWF, will present the RSGB at the memorial service for Brian Rix to G2DQU at the Actors Church in Covent Garden on the 3rd of May at 3 p.m. Known formally as the Lord Rix, Brian Rix, Baron Rix, Knight, CBEDL, G2DQU, he passed away on the 20th of August 2016, and you can find an obituary on the RSGB website. We've been informed that the Ofcom amateur radio licensing portal is down for maintenance from 6 p.m. on Thursday the 27th of April until 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday the 2nd of May. The US Army, Air Force, Navy and Coast Guard will sponsor the traditional military amateur radio communication tests on the 13th of May, marking the 66th annual Armed Forces Day, which takes place on the 20th. The Armed Forces Day message will be transmitted via military standard radio teletype modes. Software is available to demodulate the military serial PSK waveform, and detailed instructions can be downloaded. A short practice transmission will be sent at 19:30 and 23:30 UTC on the 6th, 7th, 10th and 12th of May on 13.50 6.5 MHz USB and 17.443 MHz USB. Military FSK is BORDOT at 850 Hz, 75 BORD, low mark, and 2000 kHz centre. Most RTTY programmes can be set to decode this mode. To achieve low mark whilst receiving in USB, select reverse shift. Full details, including the necessary downloads, tinyurl.com/LHfigures74WEW. Starting next Saturday, the 6th of May, and running for 3 months, the UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon is taking place. Using all modes on the 50 MHz band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Full details of the event, go to www.uksmg.org and use the 6-metre operating tag to click on 6-metre contests. The RSGB board proceedings for the 17th of March have been released. RSGB members can read the RSGB board proceedings on the website. The RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance has now been renewed for the year to April 2018. Club Insurance certificates can be downloaded from the RSGB website, where your membership services login will be required. Beacon and Repeater Insurance cost £10 and you may renew on the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. In both bases, the RSGB has changed the brokers to CASE Insurance. Cover remains the same as in previous years, but the insurer is now Aviva. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, Saturday the 30th, the Cambridge Repeater Group Rally will be held at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, CB22 6RN. Doors open 9:30 a.m, £2 to get in. There'll be talk-in station and car parking free on site. Attractions include trade stands, bring and buy, car boot area and RSGB bookstall. The usual burger van will be in attendance. Contact Lawrence M0LCM 07941972724. Also today the 30th, the West London Radio and Electronics Show takes place at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road East, Sunbury on Thames, TW16 5AQ. There'll be talking station and on-car site parking is free. Doors open 10 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access 10 minutes earlier. There'll be trade stations, bring and buy and special interest groups. Other attractions are lectures, a raffle and on-site catering. Details from Paul M0CJX 0845 1650351. On Bank Holiday, the 1st of May, the 33rd Dartmoor Radio Rally takes place at Tavistock College, Crowndale Road, Tavistock, PL19 8DD. Doors open 10:30 with disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes earlier. Admission is £2 with under-14s free when accompanied by an adult. There's ample free car parking on site with catering available too. Trade and club stands and the usual bring and buy. Details from Viv Watson, G7AWG, 0175 2823 427. The Southern Electronics and Radio Fair, planned to take place on Saturday the 6th of May, has been cancelled. On Sunday the 7th of May, the Dambusters Ham Fest will be held at Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, Tattershall Thorpe, near Coningsby, Lincolnshire, LN44PL. This is an outside event with limited room inside. Entry £3 a person and accompanied under 12s are free. The admission charge will allow visitors to enter the museum. The venue is all on one level with access to all buildings for wheelchairs. There's full catering on site with hot food, van and the NAFE. There'll be an RSGB bookstall. For details, please contact Tony, G3ZPU, 01507 527 835. Scottish Amateur Radio and Electronics Convention will be held on Sunday the 7th of May at Brayhead Arena, King's Inch Road, Glasgow, G514BN. Talking on S22, the venue has disabled access and free car parking, including access to the Brayhead Shopping Centre. Doors open 10 a.m. and close at 4. Entry is £4. There will be trade stands and RSGB bookstall and the GMDX Group. There'll be talks during the day. Club tables £10 each, pre-booked only. For more information, contact 07593 441 518. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, a team of UK operators will operate as A25 UK from Botswana until the 6th of May. Activity will be all bands 160 to 10 metres SSB, CW and RTI, QSLs M0XO. Peter DF7DQ will be in Vietnam from the 1st to the 10th of May. Where he's there, he'll be operating holiday style as 3Whiskey9DQ. On 15 to 40 metre bands, CWSSB and RTI, QSL home call. Ivan LZ1PJ will be operating from Mahe, IOTA AF024 on HF and 6 metres using CW only. Between the 2nd and 10th of May, QSL LZ1PJ, direct or via the Bureau or Logbook of the World. Parsi OH3WS will be active as OJ0W from Market Reef EU053 on the 6th and 7th of May. Activity 20 to 6 metre bands using CW and SSB, QSL home call. Now for special event news, a special event station GB0GLS has been licensed for operation from the 5th to the 11th of May 2017. Antrim and District ARC are collaborating with Mid Ulster ARC to hold a main activation day on Saturday the 6th of May from the site of the original Y station at Gilnahirk Listening Station. following publication of George Busby's book, Spies at Gilnahirk. There could be considerable interest in this special event, which marks the significance of the place during the Second World War and later into the Cold War period. QSL cards will be issued on request, and details about the station are available on QRZ.com. HB600NVF is on the air until the end of this year, commemorating the 600th anniversary of the patron saint of Switzerland. QSLs can be obtained from HB9JOE. Contest news: Monday, the 80-metre club championship contest, SSB leg, takes place between 1900 and 2030 UTC. The exchange of signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC, followed by the 144 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, this time using all modes. The exchange is the same for both: signal report, serial number and locator. Next Saturday, the 6th, the 432 megs trophy runs from 1400 to 2200 UTC, using all modes on the band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on the 6th, the 10 gigs trophy runs from 1400 to 2200 UTC, using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The 432 megs to 248 gigahertz trophy runs for 24 hours starting at 1400 UTC on the 6th. Using all modes on these bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator, starting its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC on the 6th, the ARI International DX contest uses phone and RTTY, 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange of signal report and serial number, with Italian stations also giving their province code. The UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC on the 7th of May, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, for next weekend, the IRTS 40 meter counties contest runs from 1200 to 1500 UTC on the 7th. Using SSB and CW, the exchange of signal report and serial number, EI and GI stations also send their county. Radio propagation report now compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO last week saw some unsettled conditions due to the effects of a coronal hole. Its associated high-speed solar wind stream actually hit the Earth a day earlier than predicted, resulting in poor HF conditions during the International Marconi Day event on Saturday the 21st of April. The planetary K index hit 6 the night before and we were left with noisy bands and poor propagation. HF openings were predominantly to Europe, although Australia and the US were worked by GB0CMS from Caister in Norfolk. While conditions improved slightly through the week, the K index remained steadfastly high. There were highlights, though. The A25 UK expedition to Botswana was worked from the UK on bands as high as 10 metres, and this is a north-south path. As this is a north-south path, signals didn't have to go through the unsettled auroral oval. There were a couple of sunspots that helped push the solar flux index to more than 80, but next week NOAA predicts the SFI will be around the mid to high 70s, with unsettled geomagnetic conditions at times. The K index could hit 5 on Bank Holiday Monday, but then decline to 3 or 4 for the rest of the week. We should soon start to see the beginning of the sporadic season, which may bring good short skip opportunities to the upper HF bands. Keep an eye on the 10-metre beacons from around 28.150 to 28.330 megahertz for openings. Now the VHF and up propagation news. Low pressure will bring showery rain to Western Britain later in the week, in the weekend, with prospects for gigahertz band radio scatter. This will soon be replaced by a ridge of high pressure extending south from a large area over Scandinavia. The ridge may bring the possibility of some tropo conditions towards the east across the North Sea. Having said that, the quite strong easterly wind over southern areas may not be the best for good tropo, since it's likely to be a dry flow and thus may not be a good moisture contrast between the surface and the dry air above any temperature inversion. If tropo turns out to be not such a strong player, there are good reasons to hope for some sporadic E as we move into the first week of May. This is usually regarded as the start of the sporadic E season, so the main periods to check are late morning and late afternoon. As we said earlier, start with 10 metres and then move higher in frequency as any opening develops. The openings can eventually reach 2 metres. Moon declination is high and losses will be low this weekend, but declination falls and losses increase as the week progresses. A week today before dawn, the Eta Aquarids meteor shower peaks, but the shower's radiant never gets very high above the horizon for observers in the northern hemisphere. That's it for the propagation team this week. It's all from me also until next week.